Hello there, and good day. It's nice to be with you for another meditation. So here we are on week 9. It's called Mind. We've done a couple meditations so far. The first one was themed around mindfulness. Makes sense, right? There's that word, mind. And the second was on concentration. These are two qualities of the mind that we might notice or utilize at any point during our day. Being mindful, experiencing the present moment as it unfolds. Being a witness. Allowing your experience in the fullness of it without judgment. And concentration, beautiful quality of the mind, the capacity to hold our attention steady, to focus. It sounds easy, but really, it's quite complicated. Try juggling a few apples and see how good you are at concentration. It will reveal a lot. It will either improve your concentration or it will accentuate your frustration. So our goal was to give you a taste of right mindfulness and right concentration. Both of these are parts of the Eightfold Path, 2 of the 8. The Eightfold Path consists of considerations or practices that help undo human suffering, which the Buddha said is inevitable, that we all experience suffering to some degree. I've heard the word suffering replaced with unsatisfactoriness. Perhaps you can relate to that a little bit better. The Eightfold Path consists of right speech, right action, right livelihood, right thought, right understanding, right mindfulness, right concentration, and right effort. And these last three are directly related to the mind. So today we're going to work with the last one, right effort. Perhaps you've heard of the eureka moment, a sudden aha, where something fantastic or a dazzling truth becomes really obvious in the space of your mind. It's as if a particular thought or idea or realization is the perfect puzzle piece to fit the landscape of your mind, to just fill that little space that you might not have even known was empty. You might ponder the ways in which intuition and inspiration are a part of that eureka moment. Einstein has said that his most brilliant ideas seem to fall like droplets from on high. Dropping into the space of his mind, as if that's happening on its own by some greater force. I sense he's talking about a mind that is taught with right effort. And so right effort is applied so as to create a point of tension. When I say tension, I don't necessarily mean stress. I mean tension so as to strike the proper chord. We might think of the tension of a perfectly tuned guitar string Too little tension and no sound is created, and too much tension and the string might break. And so how do we do this? Well, that has quite a bit to do with our alignment with our asana. Proper alignment allows for receptivity, harmony, harmony of mind, body, spirit, our emotions. The body is alert, comfortable, receptive. Emotions are appropriate, adaptable, and fluid. The mind is spacious and clear. And so all together this creates this tension so as to strum the guitar and create a beautiful sound. In this case, you are the instrument, you are the guitar, and consciousness is the hand that is strumming the guitar. And your inspiration, your intuition, your creativity is the music that happens when consciousness meets a mind to which right effort has been applied. So we effort to generate that alignment. We effort so that good, harmless, creative states of mind arise. This is right effort. So today our time spent in meditation, generating alignment, creating space, is quite purposeful. Expanding the breadth of our perception within that field of awareness, allowing consciousness to move through the space of the mind. Actually, you may experience that mind blends with the field of awareness. That we become, in many ways, awareness itself. So let's meditate. Together we allow for a smile. A long, slow, deep breath. And we settle, giving ourselves permission to do absolutely nothing. Just let ourselves be in this moment, simply noticing, experiencing the body breathing. And a soft, gentle awareness as moment to moment unfolds. Ever so gently, we can allow the breath to take its place in the field of awareness. Creates a bit of stability, perhaps some spaciousness and ease within the mind, within the emotions. You might include the sensation of your body as it sits on a chair or a cushion, or the ground beneath your feet if you're standing. Becoming aware of your body in the space of the room, in the space of your surroundings. Gently breathing. And perhaps sounds come and go, allowing those to enter into the field of awareness with ease alongside sensations, the breath. Allows for the flow of experience, moment to moment to moment, being received, experienced. We don't have to name any of this, follow any of this, just simply allowing, expanding to include all that arises and appears in this field of awareness, and changes and shifts, moves along, replaced by a new arising, just simply present, breathing, and aware. I invite you to take a moment to check in with your asana in a physical sense. Making any micro movements that would support alertness, perhaps your shoulders could drop a bit. The jaw parallel to the floor. Bringing some ease and gentleness to the eyelids and the brow, the jaw, the tongue. Full inhale and a long, slow exhale through the nose. Becoming aware of the transition between inhale and exhale. Smoothing out the edges of that transition, noticing and allowing for the space between each inhale and exhale, and the next inhale. In your own time, just becoming aware of that gentle rhythm and an upright, alert, receptive body, receiving that rhythm, receiving that breath. Soft focus with all of this. And including the emotional body in the space of your awareness. Feelings come and go, responses, thoughts come and go, sensations come and go. We remain attentive, receptive, aware. simply bearing witness. And as we simply allow these comings and goings, it's as if a cloud cover moves aside and reveals the brilliance, the radiance of the sun. The sun being light of mind. There is no thinker of the thoughts. There is no seer of the sights. There is just awareness. Awareness itself. And the contents of that awareness. Constantly shifting, constantly changing. And we sit as that awareness. Aligned, aspiring to some degree, aspiring to clarity, right effort, the mind as a fertile ground that allows for this dropping in of intuition, inspiration on its own. Within this alignment, higher meets lower. Consciousness unfolds and reveals. The body, the mind, the emotions. The perfect conduit. The perfect vessel for energy and information flow. We sit as that light. Breathing with and in the world. Thanks for meditating today, and indeed, the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.